And with me in the studio is Dave Terstig, who's manager of the Grand Marais Rec Park. And speaking of parks, you're not closed.
Mm. Fresh from the front desk. Sorry I'm late.
I couldn't stop answering the phones. Tell me about busy before anything else.
Well, we are busy. The Grand Marais Campground is municipal. It's city-owned. We're wide open. We have been all weekend, and we've been full ever since the 1st. And we're getting every other call, state park people with a reservation in a week from now. They need to hedge their bet. They need to book with us. Generally, we can get them in for a couple days, but those that need a week or two is what's hard to fit. Our weekends are full. We've got Art Fair coming up this weekend. And as we look towards the end of the month, too, it's a very busy month. And we're as busy as we can be. So sorry I didn't get here at the scheduled time.
Well, but busy is good.
Busy is good. It's a great problem to have. I just hate saying no to all the folks calling that need that week or two in July to get away. And it's really frustrating for them. They can't cancel their park reservation, apparently. Like, I haven't looked too close at this, but we get folks calling. I explain my cancellation policy. They're like, great. Then I say, you know what? You want to come here anyway. Just cancel with the state parks. I would if I could get someone on the phone.
Yeah, they can't.
So no. I feel for y'all, but do call us at the campground in Grand Marais, and we'll see what we can do.
Okay. You and the park board talked about fencing in around the dog pound for exercise?
Yeah, we had our July park board last night and a busy agenda. First, we looked at the dog pound area down by the PUC garages. It's kind of on the point, as we call it, in the park. There's a small concrete building for the pound, and we had a request from the animal group to put in an outdoor exercise area, a small fenced-in area, and that was approved. And I believe that group will be doing the volunteer labor on the installation of that temporary fence. That whole operation down there is temporary. The newly formed animal group is working with the county and the city to relocate the pound, hopefully in a new area. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, we'll have a temporary fence for exercising animals that are left there.
And that could be important in this hot and often humid summer.
Right, right.
Music in the parks, where are we with that?
Hey, we're almost there.
Good.
Yeah, Kate Fitzgerald from the North Shore Music Association and I had a nice conversation, and we both were approaching our boards last night on this issue, and we're both pretty positive that there'd be support. Certainly the park board has been looking at this for a couple months, and the North Shore Music Association, I believe, heard it last night. I'm waiting for an update. I believe that'll be soon. And everybody likes the idea. It'll be a series of events, if you will. The North Shore Music Association will sponsor musicians performing in Harbor Park.
Okay, and the community connection. Now, this is the visitor-friendly entry into the park.
Yes, our little trail and stormwater solution on the east side next to the folk school and the bike trail and the highway and the marina and the campground. Where everything comes to a head, we want to open it up a little, make a nice entrance, make a accessible trail. Make a stormwater fix to a large culvert there that's just currently untreated. And we call it the Community Connection. We've been working with SEH Consultants out of Duluth and had a great design charrette in May. They created concept plans we reviewed in June. We've refined those into a final concept that we want to unveil soon, maybe in a month or so. We would hope to have an open house at the park to solicit public comment on this small trail project. But the park board did some great refining of the three concepts, got it down to one hybrid now that'll be revised, reviewed, and presented to the public in August.
Okay, and finally, Minnesota Land Trust has a bone to pick with you about Boulder Park.
Well, yes, we got a letter from the Land Trust, and there's a lot of history here. The parks are under a conservation easement. It dates back to 1996. The campground, the downtown parks of Bear Tree Park and Boulder Park are included in this conservation easement. And there's certain uses that are allowed, certain activities that are allowed, certain activities that may not be allowed. And their contention is that in Boulder Park, there's a parking area with a couple of curb cuts along Broadway, I believe is the street, on its way out to the point, to Artist Point. That parking lot, apparently they feel is not a approved use. It's not a historical use. And they asked us, the park board, the city, to stop using that area for parking and to close those curb cuts down and possibly restore that area to a park-like setting. So the park board deliberated on that last night. They took some testimony on the historical use of that area, but nothing was conclusive. So we need to investigate the historical use of Boulder Park, the parking lot adjacent to it to the east, that is between the road and the park, and establish some timelines on when the curb cuts were in and when the parking lot was a parking lot. So we're looking into it.
Okay, so historical,
long story short,
historical use before 1996.
Correct.
Could determine how the park is used.
That's
after 1996.
Exactly the case. The language in the trust is such that those uses that were historical or currently co-current with the signing of the easement would be continued or be allowed to continue. That's why we can still have a campground. But we're not sure what was going on in that area in 95, for example.
So if anybody's got any like photographic proof or anything like that, they could let you know.
That'd be excellent. That'd be very helpful if you know the history of the Boulder Park area, the Boulder Park parking lot, please come forward, let City Hall know, let the park know. We'd be happy to take that testimony.
We've been talking with Dave Terstig. He's the manager of Grand Marais Rec Park, and we're going to let you hustle off and keep the campers happy.
Got to sell more sites. No, it's really
your
special
fault
time.
Or darn near it, right?
Yeah, well, I like to say we've always got room, especially for tenters, and that's a lot of the displaced state park folks are tenters. And we're somewhat known as an RV park. We've got 100, 200 or so RV sites, but we do have a number of probably 60 or so tent sites that we generally have available. So,
and you'll do your best to work them in.
We always try our hardest.
Thank you, Dave Terstig.
Thank you, Jay and WTIP. Have a great summer.